Jack and Harry, No Turning Back. Written by Tony McKenna and Mervyn Davis. And read by David Tredinnick. Harry and Jack had been inseparable friends since they met in primary school. With the same interests in football and cricket, fishing and just having fun, Jack knew the weekend would be a great time. They planned to go down to the creek to catch yabbies. These small freshwater crayfish were delicious, cooked and eaten with fresh crusty bread and a dash of vinegar. Even more fun was catching them with a hunk of red meat or a lamb chop tied to a piece of string. It was a skillful art to gently pull them to the bank and scoop them up with a handmade net, usually made from Jack's mum's discarded stockings, and Jack and Harry considered themselves master yabby catchers. After what seemed like an eternity to Jack, the hand eventually crawled to the 12 at the top of the clock, and the bell signalled the end of the school day and, more importantly, the school week and two whole days of fun. There was a scramble as the students spilled from the classroom along the passage and into the schoolyard. Jack searched for Harry in the bustling throng. Harry was in a class behind Jack, being exactly 1 year younger, their birthdays being within 2 days of each other, which meant they usually had a combined party.
Jack! Jack!
Hey, Harry! Over here!
Harry, a tall, gangly kid with a shock of sandy-coloured hair and a mass of freckles on his angular face, ran to where Jack was standing. Smiling, he slapped Jack on the back, and they fainted in a mock fight for a few seconds.
Got your gear with you? Jack queried.
Yeah, in here.
Harry indicated his school bag.
Don't need much. Just a change of clothes and me toothbrush. I left the school books in the desk, because I guess we're not doing any homework this weekend, are we, Jack?
No way. Let's go then.
As they walked from the schoolyard, another boy caught up with them.
Hey, you blokes, what are you up to this weekend?
G'day, Billy. Not a lot, Jack replied. Harry's staying over and we'll probably go down to the creek tomorrow, see if we can catch some yabbies. Might have a game of cricket or something this arvo.
Can I come over and join in?
Yeah, suppose so. But you'll have to bring your bat, as we only got one.
Okay. See ya.
See ya, Billy.
The boys continued walking.
Hey, did you know it's my birthday tomorrow?
Billy called after them.
That right. You having a party, Billy?
No, my dad says I can't have a party and a bike.
You getting a bike for your birthday, Billy?
How do you know? Aren't presents supposed to be a surprise? Dad let me go down and pick it out at the shop. It's a Malvern Star Racer. I'll bring it over to show you tomorrow.
Billy turned on his heel and was quickly lost in the gaggle of bustling school children.
There's something about him I don't like, Jack.
Harry glanced over his shoulder at Billy Munster's retreating back.
Not sure what.
Billy's all right, Harry. Just a bit spoiled, I reckon. His old man's a snob, but...
A Malvern Star Racer for his birthday, lucky bugger. And a new one.
Yeah, well, his dad is a solicitor, so I suppose he can afford it.
My dad says you can't trust solicitors.
Dunno, Harry. Never had anything to do with them. Don't even know what they do, really, except it's something to do with law and criminals and stuff.
You ever been over to Billy's house, Jack?
No, you?
Harry shook his head.